The last thing I wanted to talk about was the workplace investigation. There is a lot about this. In fact, the entire investigation was confidential. Would like to just briefly mention that word again, confidential, simply because even the process, there are any number of people who went to be interviewed by the investigator. I don't know who they are because many of them did not come forward. They made the appointment directly. Some would come to me and say that they met with the investigator, so I know they did. I don't know what they said to the investigator. That's confidential too. They gave this testimony, which was vital to the investigation. The investigation could not have happened without this testimony. They gave it, for the most part, because they wanted it to be confidential. It needs to remain that way. The results of the report, the recommendations, are playing out, as I think all of you know. But there are aspects that still remain confidential. That is why, for what I have to say regarding the workplace investigation, from here on out, I would like to request a closed session. Thank you.
Okay. Let me say a couple of things about the agenda, and then I'll call on some people. There were several different things in Richard's report, concluding with this call for a confidential session. But they were a discussion of the task force, which apparently Jack wanted to address. There was a discussion of WBAI and Pacifica, and people may want a discussion about that. There's this discussion about the budget process, and Barbara is next on the agenda for the treasurer's report. I think that it might be wise, I'm putting this before the body to see how you feel, that we discuss the task force, Pacifica, the budget, we go and the confidential, you know, the notion of going to a confidential. We go to the budget process and maybe Barbara's report, and then we have a break, and then we go into the confidential session. Margie.
I have a procedural motion that's different than that. I think Richard has demonstrated that he's not feeling well and that he wants to get out of here as soon as possible. Okay. So my procedural motion is that that we now go into a executive session, have that conversation with Richard, and then that's wrong. Yes, that's what I think we should do. I recognize that we need to talk about the task force. I think we can talk about the budget under Barbara's report, but I don't think we should ask him to stay here while we do these other things first. So my motion is that we go to executive session now, ask the dear people who are sitting here to just wait nearby. We'll do it as quickly as we can. If you want to leave a cell phone number, we can call you when we're done with our executive session. But I don't think it's fair to Richard and his health to make him stick around.
Dan.
Wait,
yeah.
Do I have a second?
I want to respond to Margie's motion and maybe get her to change it. Okay. I think there's some we should ask Richard questions that we can ask and he can answer in open session before we go to closed session.
All right.
Okay. And then go to closed session.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. I almost said that in the middle. So my motion revised is that we ask that we have a period of time when we can ask Richard questions in open session about his report and that we then go into to a closed session. Do I have a second? Thank you.
Okay. Joy.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that. We have an audience member who would like to make a public comment. And so I would like to suggest that we ask and get answers from Richard on the statements, the stuff he can talk about now, but right after that allow this person to have a public comment time before we go into executive session. No?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, if they want to stay, they want to hang around and after the, because I don't think we're going to be in public, in closed session the whole time. Then later, as is the practice, those who came late at the end can have.
Oh, at the end of the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let her know that rather than have her sit here.
Frank, did you have, where's your name there?
No.
And I want to note that Cynthia's arrived. Tracy.
You have a mic right now.
Oh, oh, oh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm all in favor of accommodating Richard as quickly as possible. Nothing personal, but you look sick, and I think we should take that seriously. Procedurally, it's 2/3 to change the agenda and add an executive session that was not previously scheduled.
Oh, yeah, no,
scheduled.
I was just trying to get an agreement. It's fine. We're not going to get 2/3. Forget about it.
Yeah, so we... Okay. Carol, wait. Can you not interrupt me?
Point of order.
But...
it is not procedural.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mark.
Let her finish.
So I think we should generally arrive at a consensus. I'm sure that members of the public want to hear as much as possible about the investigation because it's been publicized and people are interested. So to the extent possible, Richard, I would ask you to pull out whatever is not required to be in closed session. And I think it would be good to be forthcoming to the extent that you can. And it may be that you have no extent that you can. I'm not sure. But I, would certainly... I think I would be speaking on behalf of anyone and everyone that people would like to hear as much as it is possible for them to hear. So if there's any way that you can partition, give that some consideration.
It's a majority vote to go into executive session, but I understand that we're not immediately going into executive session, given what you've said, so that we're going to go into executive session after we've had some discussion of Richard's report. So I'm going to say let's do that, and then we'll vote on going into executive session when somebody says, call for the motion. But and you get a yes, Dan.
So I have a few questions in that regard, if that's okay.
Please.
Okay, Richard, about the report, these are hopefully short questions and short answers. When will the LSB receive the report?
Respond directly or write them down and respond?
Go ahead.
Okay.
If they're short ones, they're long things. And I hope Mal is taking care of... I think you're too... You're probably too close to it.
Too many microphones.
Too many microphones.
Crappy thing.
Too many microphones spoil the broth.
We need new equipment.
Hold it so people can see it.
Okay.
It is a short answer, Dan, but it's not as complete as you would like. For example, there is a letter given to me by the Executive Director, Summer Reese, that gives a partial explanation of that. She has requested that I hand that out in closed session. There are also a list of recommendations from the investigator himself, which she gave me copies of to hand out. Again, she asked in closed session. There are certain aspects that I just don't know how they would be released. Again, I feel kind of silly telling an attorney this, but I mean those people who went in and gave testimony, there are written logs of that, and I don't know if that is released to the board or not, or how it would be, or how it would be held confidential. And there's another question in my mind too with regard to confidentiality. I mean, does this board have a way of making certain that it is exercised? Or is it simply a matter of, well, we'd like everybody to hold this confidential, but, if we can't, we can't. I don't know the enforcement mechanism of this board. So I do think that's maybe something that the board itself might want to consider.
Okay. Second question is, how much did this cost?
Push that. Send that mic way down, and Richard and Dan and share a mic.
Okay.
Right. Way down.
How much did the report cost?
Thank you. My question.
I don't know. I would have to ask Maria. We were billed in several installments, and there was a point at which we thought we were finished, and then there were additional interviews that were required, so there was a tag on. I don't have the numbers. We can get those from Maria.
Third, with whom has the report been shared so far?
To my knowledge, the only person who has read the report is the executive director.
Fourth and last, do you know the source of the information that Tracy Rosenberg posted on Facebook this morning in which she represents to have knowledge of the report and shares what she contends to be information in the report with the entire world?
My guess is that the best source for that question would be Tracy Rosenberg herself. I don't know that I have not seen any. I have not looked on Facebook. I don't know what's posted there, and I would again urge the board to verify exactly. I simply don't know what's on Facebook. So I'm sorry. I can't comment on it. I don't know. I can tell you that I haven't read the report. I haven't spoken with any board member about what's in the report because I don't know it. As for sources and things like that, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Thank you. Those are my questions.
All right, Tracy, you want to say, maybe you can tell us what you posted.
Well, first, I have a question for Richard. Richard, you mentioned something about the possibility of personnel cuts related to the NFC modification of the KPFA budget. I'm just wondering if you're not aware that the actual figure in the final draft is a $100,000 increase in the size of the personnel allocation from 2013 to 2014. Did you miss that, or are you not aware?
I am aware of it, and I didn't say personnel cuts. I simply said that there probably would be cuts.
Okay.
Because the total of the budget passed by the NFC is less than the total that was passed by the LSB.
Yeah, actually, the revenue totals are exactly the same. It's $3.43 million, which is pretty much the exact same figure that the KPFA LSB approved.
This is
after a whole bunch of inside and, right. Excuse me, after a whole bunch of switching. What happened is some expenses that were underestimated were, excuse me, Mark.
No,
I'm not dilatory. I'm having a discussion with the GM regarding the budget.
It's a question and answer.
Yes. The GM said some things that were
Do we have the time running on this?
Yes. Can I please?
Where are we on that?
Let's talk about this under the budget.
Okay.
The GM brought it up during the GM report. Anyway, just to be clear, the revenue is the same at 3.43. The expenses are slightly higher. Some expenses that were understated were brought back to their actuals. If, in fact, the revenue targets put out and approved by the LSB are met,
I
there shouldn't be any need for personnel
cuts. I thought you were agreeing to do it under the
just
budget.
To clarify that. On the other item, I believe that the contents will be in the letter that Richard is about to distribute. I don't think there's anything inconsistent with that.
Could you tell us what you put on Facebook for those of us who don't know?
What I put on in Facebook was the summary of the contents of the report that were given to me as the board treasurer, I think, late last night. And that was in order to ask me a question regarding one item. So I answered that question, and I was told that the letter would be provided to the LSB today. I was actually told the ID was going to come to the meeting and do the summary herself. It turned out that wasn't possible.
Could you read what you put on Facebook for us?
No, it's not necessary.
Could somebody read what's on Facebook?
Why? Let's not do this. Let's go on. Okay.
We're getting on track.
If there is a need to reiterate what happened in executive session on Facebook, I will do that, but I don't think so.
Is this his report?
Let's stick with him.
All right. This is a point of personal privilege that I just want to make because my understanding was that something was done on Facebook that brings us liability. And, well, it's my understanding that some people who read it thought that it brings us some liability.
Should we be in closed session?
So we should discuss that in closed session.
Yes, thank you.
Not really. The notion of the liability and the behavior can be discussed. This is not about the confidential report.
We're in GM report.
Yes, I understand that.
Carol, there's no liability. The report contains the information that it contains.
You're not a lawyer. You're not talking. This is my point of personal privilege, and I just want to indicate publicly, so you know where I'm coming from dealing with you, Tracy, that I have a lot of questions about how you behave on things, especially since you published something that said that you were interested in selling or that you thought maybe KPFA should be sold to
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I really feel like we're off.
This is the way you chair meetings.
If you guys want to deal with that outside the meeting, I totally invite you to do that.
Great. Thank you. Mel?
I have the following.
Mike.
Okay, Frank.
I have the following question. I assume that the bill for this report has been ordered, paid by KPFA. If that is the case, the LSB should receive a copy. Each of us should receive a copy of the full report. Otherwise, there's no basis for us paying for it.
All right. Is there any? Do you want to say something? No. Okay. Are there any other? And Andrea, Frank, and then Andrea.
Well, I'm just gonna take it.
Frank, and then Andrea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mentioned that there's like a show in the works coming down the pipe, but it's not quite ready. I was just wondering what is the show and who's producing it, and is there host producers and. What do you know about the show that's in the pipes, and who is it? What's it about?
It's specifically a GLBT show. Gay, lesbian.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand the letter you said. I got it. I know what that is.
Okay. Lisa Detmer has made a proposal. She's now working to see if she can put it together. As I say, it's months away from viability right now.
Andrea.
I just wanted to thank you so much, Richard, for coming down here today. I see that you're struggling, and we'll try to make this easy on you. I want to tell you how excited I am about KPFB, and so excited, and I just hope that regardless of who you put on the task force, I'm hopeful that, again, I think one of the resources that we have here in the room is lots of little networks that go, I think everybody is in touch with different networks. So if we're able to put out a clear call for program proposals and that sort of thing, and just sort of, to be honest, Richard, I think that initiative, it's dynamic, it's exciting, it's positive, and I think it could really do a lot, you know, if we work in tandem with some of our outreach efforts and so forth. So I know I've spoken to you before about the possibility of doing a San Jose kind of target, focus on San Jose. I've been identifying some individuals in that area who are kind of hooked up with activist groups and, you know, that we could do some. So I know that there's some people from the outreach committee here, and what I'm hopeful that we can do maybe in the next month is to convene, hopefully we can put it on the outreach agenda, that we can gather kind of, maybe you might, if when you're feeling better, be available to help us kind of target that effort and coordinate it a bit. But I think it could be really exciting. We also have Hyun Mi, who was also on this board before, who has lots of contacts in that area. So we could marshal our resources and maybe work those two initiatives in tandem a little bit. So I just really want to thank you for being bold in that regard. And feel free to cough. Just let it out, man. Just go ahead. And I also, I guess, as far as the workplace investigation, I don't think that you're the person that we should really be querying about that much, because I don't feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm not really clear what your involvement is, but I think you were not involved, was my understanding. So I guess what I would say to our LSB members is that if we want to craft a response or a resolution, I'm also really concerned about it. I feel like the parameters of that confidentiality, you know, it was very ambiguous. We were told in some ways it's personnel, in some ways it's an investigation, a consulting kind of project to help us have a more egalitarian, inclusive, less racist, you know, deal with institutional racism. And so I'm going to be really irritated if I don't get to read that. And I'm also going to be really irritated if portions of that are not allowed to be made public, at least portions. So I guess the LSB, we have some work to do once we get that report to craft a response and deal responsibly with its findings. But anyway, again, thank you so much for your hard work.
Jack. Oh, Richard, you want to respond? Okay.
The reason why I was brought to KPFA was because of this investigation. The feeling was that to make sure that no one could charge, that anyone at the station in a position of management could in some way steer the investigation one way or the other, who could prevent the investigator from getting the materials that he needed to do the job properly, that there needed to be someone who had no agenda to make that happen. I was a part of the investigation to the degree that I believe I was the first person that the investigator spoke to, where he outlined what it was he was doing, how he would act, and what he was looking for. Periodically, he would talk to me, saying he needed documents, he needed information, he needed contact information for people, because at times, names would come up, he would have to follow up on that, and he needed that. That was my participation in the investigation. With regard to its release or anything else, that, again, to the degree that the... I haven't seen the report, so I don't know what aspects can be released or what can't be. I do think the idea that the executive director will at some point meet with this body and explain to them the report, give them what she can or protect what she has to, I think that's the best way to look at it.
Jack.
Okay, so I'd like to speak to the issue of this proposed executive committee.
Task force.
No, it's not an executive. Let's call it Irving.
Irving.
Okay. Task force Irving. First of all, I think that having a task force Irving is a very good and useful thing at this time where there are going to be changes and decisions that have to be done relatively rapidly inside the station. I think that that's important. I think that Richard's original proposal, which is that the task force be composed of the officers of the council, the officers of the board, on the one hand, makes structural sense, and on the other hand, is inadequate. And the area of inadequacy that I see is twofold. First off, when you take a look, or maybe threefold, when you take a look at who the officers of the board are, they, first of all, represent one group of who it is that's on the board. Second, there is nobody in that group who is a staff member of the station, whether paid or unpaid. And third, it is all white. Consequently, while I think that the basis of the proposal of the task force consisting of the officers of the board is a good basis for structuring such a task force, it is an incomplete basis for structuring such a task force. So I would urge that Richard broaden his concept of a task force. I think that it would be a mistake to simply compose the task force of people who send you emails saying that they're willing to serve on such a task force. So I would urge consideration of what I have said. Thank you.
And you don't have to call it Irving.
I'd like to apologize to the board. I misspoke. I referenced the executive committee at other stations simply as a point of reference. I didn't mean to say. In fact, I hoped I had gotten the point across that I didn't think that was possible or appropriate here. But I do need board members, because each one of those things, they will need to inform their fellow board members. They will need to address the PNB. There are just certain things that actually do relate to governance that I need board members. As I say, I'm not going to force anybody to serve on it. The idea of having people contact me by email meant that they were volunteering for this, and it's an ordeal. I'm sure it's going to be difficult. It's going to take a lot of time. So that's the only reason why I requested emails. I just wanted volunteers, and you can do it, obviously, anonymously in that sense. None of your fellow board members know whether you're applying or not. I will do everything I can to make sure that there's some diversity with regard to the various caucuses here, with regard to all aspects of diversity. But I do need a little help with this, and I'm asking the board if there are any people who could and have the time to meet at the station. I'd appreciate it.
I think it may be appropriate now. Maybe I'm wrong. Are there other people who want to talk in the open session?
No, I was going to.
Okay, so let's move. All of those in favor of going into closed session, please raise your hand. All those opposed? Everybody's for it. Nobody's against it. We are now going to go into closed session. Yeah.
Estimate duration.
What?
We get an estimate on time.
What? 30 minutes, approximately.
Yeah, can we set a limit, please?
Richard, what are you thinking of? And then we'll double it, given this board.
Again, with regard to what I can add to this, all I have is a letter from the executive director and copies of the recommendations. I would like to pass them out. I really don't know to what degree I can comment on them, because I'm aware of them now because of the fact that the executive director gave them to me this morning.
Okay, so maybe we're looking at 30 minutes.
It's more. It's
30
more or
minutes.
Less you folks looking this stuff over.
30 minutes.
So let me know when you're going to start, so I'll stop recording. In fact, I'm stopping recording now.
Yes, stop recording now.
Right away, well, right.